of all things, test your LDS IQ. Can you match these biblical and Book of Mormon prophets to their testimonies of the Savior? 1. Paul. 2. Alma the Younger. 3. Nephi. 4. Isaiah. 5. King Benjamin. And 6. Abinadi. Quote A. And we talk of Christ. We rejoice in Christ. We preach of Christ. We prophesy of Christ. And we write according to our prophecies, that our children may know to what source they may look for a remission of their sins. The answer? Nephi. B. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The answer? 1. Paul. C. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The answer? Number 4. Isaiah. D. Behold, I say unto you that I do know that Christ shall come among the children of men, to take upon him the transgressions of his people, and that he shall atone for the sins of the world, for the Lord God hath spoken it. The answer? Alma the Younger. E. He is the light and the life of the world, yea, a light that is endless, that can never be darkened, yea, and also a life which is endless, that there can be no more death. The answer? Abinadi, number 6. F. I say unto you that there shall be no other name given, nor any other way, nor means whereby salvation can come unto the children of men, only in and through the name of Christ the Lord Omnipotent. And the final answer, number 5, King Benjamin. Leadership tip. Bearing your testimony to your quorum or class members is a good way to bless their lives and strengthen their testimonies as well as your own. Being a leader means more than organizing and delegating. It means being an example of faithfulness and obedience as well. Nauvoo, Temple Dedication. Build your testimony to temple work when you attend or view via satellite at stake centers the dedication of the Nauvoo, Illinois Temple on June 27th. The original Nauvoo Temple was dedicated in 1846, but shortly after its completion, the saints were forced out of Nauvoo. Fire destroyed the inside of the temple in 1848, and in 1850, a tornado demolished one of its walls. In 1999, President Gordon B. Hinckley announced the rebuilding of the Nauvoo Temple. To learn more about both the old and new Nauvoo temples, check out www.lds.org and read the Nauvoo Temple Cornerstones of Faith. New Era, May 2002. www.mormon.org. Elder Dallin H. Oaks has said that one sign of our conversion is our willingness to share our testimonies of the gospel with others. The Church has made sharing our beliefs easier with the website www.mormon.org. If you haven't visited it yet, what are you waiting for? The site is great to refer your friends to so they can have their questions answered, especially if talking about religion is difficult for them. The site explains the nature of God, our beliefs, and answers questions like, why is the family so important to Latter-day Saints? And what is the Church's attitude toward homosexuality? It will help us answer the questions of friends directly or by referring them to the site. It will also allow us to send our friends electronic greeting cards that include gospel messages and invitations, says Elder Oaks. Ensign, November 2001, page 9. And don't forget, you can also use pass-along cards to introduce your friends to the gospel. They're available at church distribution centers or on the internet at www.ldscatalog.com. End of the section of all things.